Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special music episode. Based on our musical guests' beautiful live performances, Matt and crew will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's improvisers are Dan Lippert, Betsy Sodero, and Hilary Ann Matthews. Today's musical guests are The Bess.
Oh, welcome to Improv for Humans with Maddie B. That is me, Hillary. We got the Hillaries here, we got the Betsy's here, and we got the Dan's here. But you know what, guys? Well, welcome. Say something.
Hi.
We're not usually in the same room. It's almost awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. Hate it. I hate seeing
you. Do you really?
No, I know.
We are doing my favorite way of doing improv, which is not being able to look at each other at all.
Yeah. You can horseshoe around if you want to.
Let's horseshoe.
Pattern game this.
Love a horseshoe.
Okay. We're horseshoeing it up. Humans at home. But as much as I love the Hillarys, the Dans, and the Betsy's, we have the Beths here from New Zealand. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
We're big fans of you guys. We gave you Song of the Year on our year-end episode. I don't know if you heard that. Did you hear that?
We won. Yeah, I did hear it.
There you go. It wasn't on the best. I saw on your Wikipedia page, it listed all the best of list that you guys made this year, but my best of list, guys, was not on their Wikipedia page.
Let's go on Wikipedia and add it.
Fuck Pitchfork.
You
got better taste than Pitchfork. The Maddie B Top 20. But we have Elizabeth Stokes here, Jonathan Pierce, am I saying that right?
Yes, hello.
Benjamin Sinclair.
Correct.
And Tristan Deck.
That's me, thank you.
These are lovely people. I met them beforehand. Very charming. But you guys, what we do is you'll play a song, and then we're going to be inspired by those lyrics and do a couple of improv scenes. So what song are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with the Song of the Year.
Oh, my God. We're so lucky.
Maybe people will lose interest afterwards.
No way.
But it's called Expert in a Dying Field, like you said.
You can't let go, you can't stop.
That is a great song. That's a great song. So it feels depressing. It feels scary. If you're really asking. But I want to ask you, Elizabeth, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. What inspired this? Do you feel rock and roll is a dying field, or am I, what was your dying field that inspired you?
Well, the dying field in the song is kind of like how when you know people, like relationships, any kind of relationship, and then it either ends or it just kind of like withers away or something just because of, you know, growing up or moving away. It's, you kind of have this accumulated knowledge about a person, and it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of just information, and then it kind of feels like useless once they're no longer in your life anymore.
And may I pry, was this a particular person?
It's kind of an amalgamation. Cause, yeah. I mean, there's so many people that you have in your life that aren't.
Okay. This wasn't about improv comedy not being as big anymore.
I mean,
you weren't directing that at me? No, you didn't know me. That would be ridiculous.
You didn't like go into a commercial audition and you were like, oh, you don't care that I do improv? And then you're like, I'm going to write a song about this.
But she also literally has a field on the front of your album, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's quite literal.
Yeah. Or you would say, Dan?
Oh, nothing particularly. I just relate to that. That's a good. I like the metaphor is all.
Yeah.
Or simile. Yeah, we're just like, especially the thing it makes me think about is like when you run into somebody too, like who you like know so much about, and then it's like 2 years later, and you know them so well, but it's like you're strangers, but also like you're really close, and it's like hard to know how to behave.
Okay, we cut to it's a 10th year high school reunion. Oh, Hillary, there's Dan. I haven't seen Dan since the last reunion.
Oh my gosh, it's Dan. Wow.
I am so up on Dan. Let me say something first.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
What's up? I want to know what's up with you, my man. How's the tennis going?
Good. I guess, I don't know if you've been following, but I'm top five internationally now. So,
oh, my gosh. I've been seeing in the news, Dan. Just congratulations. That is phenomenal.
Thank
hey,
you,
hey,
Hillary.
Hey,
thank
Hillary,
you.
Can you come over here?
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Okay,
Dan.
See you guys later.
Fuck.
What's wrong?
I'm so behind on Dan.
You seemed so confident that you weren't.
I know. Top five international?
Yeah, what were you asking about when he was varsity in senior year of high school?
I don't know. I've missed a lot. Top five international?
Yes. I thought that's why you were excited to see him.
I was, because I thought I knew that just nationally he was in the top 20. Now he's top five international?
Okay, well, yeah.
I feel like an idiot. I feel like a Dan idiot.
Well, why don't we go talk to him and then you can, you know, actually get to know him as a person and, you know, who he is today.
Great, and know everything that everybody else knows. Great.
Matt,
what's up, man?
Hey, man, I loved your top films of 2022 list.
Thanks.
I saw it on your Instagram story, and I was like, oh wow, maybe
yeah,
I'll check out.
Fuck
Ego.
The Academy Awards, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, you were like really mad about Everything Everywhere All at Once in a way that I was like, oh okay, I liked it. But,
Everywhere All at Once. What about You're Not All the Way Over to RRR?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, all those updates. Like, you're really up on pop culture, so that's really exciting. I love.
Well, yeah,
about.
Pop culture, prestige, whatever. Yeah. But hey, sorry about early not knowing about the top five international.
That's fine.
I haven't been able to. You're not on social media, and I wish you were. It'd make it easier for people like me to know your stats.
Oh yeah, it just got weird for me because people would be like in my DMs, and like if I didn't respond, they'd get really hurt. Which
yeah,
I think
that
happened
was
with us,
me.
Right?
Yeah. Why didn't you respond? It was just a simple paragraph answer I needed.
Yeah, I'm just like super busy, and
I'm sure that being a dad keeps you super busy, right?
I mean, yeah. It's like the first 2 years, a dad, a father. I had twins.
Is this a metaphor?
What, two tennis balls. No, it's real human twins. Matt, sorry, Matt, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Hey, see you guys later.
Yeah, see you, Dan.
All right.
You're being a freak.
You're being a freak. You knew this info and you didn't tell me?
Yeah.
He's a dad with two kids, not metaphorically?
No, not metaphorically. That was such a weird question. Hey, I think like you need to understand that you don't know a lot about him. Okay? That's okay.
I did.
Then talk to him about that. Then talk to him about that. But stop freaking out about this. It's so weird. You're wasting our time.
Uh-oh.
I'm going back over there. Hey, Dan. Hey,
what's up? Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
The pretzel sticks here are awesome.
Absolutely unparalleled.
Yeah, wow. They're good. I think it's like...
They twist them weird.
Well, yeah, they're barely sticks when you really look at them, but I still, you know, they're still the vibe of a pretzel stick for me.
Oh, my gosh. You know what this is making me remember? That time in bio class.
Oh,
when we
Mr. McAlevey.
Yeah, when we fed the Cheez-Its. When we fed the Cheez-Its to the demonstration frog.
Yeah, we fed it to the frog, and he was like, "You guys, I could lose my job for this."
Stop. I don't remember this. I don't remember this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, it happened.
You were in bio class with us.
Yeah.
You remember McAlevey? You pronounced all our last names wrong?
Yeah, but I don't remember that memory. Can we do another one?
Look, I now that we're all here, I did want to say, like, I'm so sorry about what went down on prom night. And, you know, like, I think there had been a lot going on with me and your date for a while, and it just kind of came to a head on prom night, and I apologize for that.
Oh, you have to say came to a head.
Poor choice of words, since it was a fellatio-related incident.
That's real funny, came to a head.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I apologize. I just feel like
that's... You're subconscious. Came on my head. I get it.
Yeah, I ended up hooking up with your girlfriend, and then you walked in on us, and I came on your head, and I apologize. I do. You know,
it was weird because you guys were in a loft. You remember you're in that loft. So, God, everything was
this
strange.
This memory I will never forget.
So you do.
Well, good. Okay, well, that's what you wanted. That's just, good.
When you sent me a long paragraph, it was about like the stock market, and you were like, let me know what you think.
And
it's like
Bitcoin. Yeah.
But we have so much history that's undiscussed that I thought you might want to talk about, or like, you know, we were doubles partners on the tennis team. And
yeah. You know, and you went a little further along the tennis career, and I'm more into, you know, top 10 list and top 20 list.
Yeah, you make awesome lists on Instagram.
Yeah, no, your lists are great.
I got one that's up to 50.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of these top, you know, top 10 and 20.
Well, would you look at that? Is that a Hillary Mathieu? Dan Leipert and a Matt Beeser.
Oh my God.
Well.
Mr. McAlevey, it's so great to see you. I'm so happy you're still in good health.
Oh, thank you. Me too. Can I collect your trash? I'm now the janitor. I got fired because you kids fed my frog some Cheetos.
Oh my,
why
I'm so
did you
sorry.
Get fired because of that?
Because I was not able to control a classroom. So now I'm the janitor of the school.
Can I
please have your trash?
I'm actually not done with those yet.
Yeah, give me that. Give me these pretzels.
Ouch.
Give me your trash.
I feel so bad. I would happily maybe, give you some money just to help you get back on your feet. Like I just got sponsored by, let's see.
You're covered in Reebok.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, sorry. My Reebok.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. I feel like a fucking idiot.
For getting a man fired and ruining his entire livelihood?
No, that wasn't what I was focused on.
I'm actually doing all right. You're acting like I live under a bridge. Well, shit. I do live under a bridge, but there's a house under there.
That's interesting and all, but you're sponsored by Reebok?
Yeah.
How did I not see that?
I don't know. I mean,
shouldn't you be telling people
that I'm sponsored by Reebok?
Yeah, and that the whole point of it?
I mean, if you've been
See, this is on you that I don't know everything. This is your fault.
I think we, you know, I think you want everyone to be as public with what they're up to as you are. But I'm not, you know, and my stuff is out there. And if you know it, but I would want
is
you to know
Is it so
my personal
hard
life.
To do a top 20 of your life moments in the last 5 years?
Well,
I know
I'll
it's not
this.
Hard.
You know, and I think it's a little harder than you think because your 13 through 20 were stretches. Okay, I read that intently, and like 16 was seeing Dark Knight again.
And 15 was seeing Dark Knight.
Listen, here's the thing, Matt. I think we really need to get to like what's going on. Why are you so angry that you don't know about Dan? What's that about? What's the anger?
Okay, I'm just going to be real, and I'm not embarrassed because we shouldn't be embarrassed at a reunion, right? That's what it said.
Yeah, that's the golden rule. Don't be embarrassed at a reunion.
Okay, everybody likes being an expert. You got straight A's in science classes, Hillary, biology, you did great in. You liked being the expert on how a fucking flower grows. I could never figure it out.
Here's a tissue, you're crying.
It's natural, it's this lighting in here. Mm-hmm. It's fucking reunion lighting. Okay, I was an expert in you. You were an expert on everything but our names.
Yeah, I knew everything except how to pronounce your last names. I haven't right? been getting them right.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
This wasn't the moment.
Dang it.
All of them wrong, yeah.
Oh.
Dan, as your doubles partner and friend, and at first I just thought of it as being a friend, but then when you were away, I was like, I'm an expert on Dan. And then I took pride in that, man. I took real pride. I knew all your stats, your pluses and minuses.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think I would have rather just been your friend than you, like, studying me and knowing about me. You didn't really know me, you know what I mean? You didn't know I had twins. That's not an expertise.
Okay. He sits there in the middle of the reunion and the DJ switches the lighting because it's the time for the king and queen of the prom to...
Okay, everybody get ready for the traditional king and queen of the reunion. You loved this when it happened in high school, and now we're doing it as full-blown adults. The king is... Come Mr. on. McLeavy!
Yeah, I knew it! I knew it! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let's talk some more about that.
Listen, I'm going to ask my improv compadres, do you believe that you are an expert in any dying fields? Let's just leave
in
improv
any
out of it.
Dying fields? No.
I was pretty passionate about the magazine Martha Stewart Living, and it went out of publication this past year, so that was personally upsetting.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
How long have you been with it?
Since 2012.
Wow.
The fall.
So you would read Martha Stewart's Living like regularly, or you would just kind of peruse a few
every
pictures?
Month?
And you
cover
would read
to cover.
The interview? You would?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What sort of stuff is in there? Yeah.
What give us taste?
Well, I can tell you that it opens with Martha's Month at a Glance, which is a calendar that is contrived, but it's supposed to be inspirational. And
it's
it
what
has,
she does every day of the month?
Yeah, loosely. It mm-hmm. says stuff like Nephew Clint's birthday. Okay. And then it also says Martha appears at the Peony Association of Eastern New Jersey. And then it also says horseback riding, weight training.
All in the same day.
Yeah.
Whoa, weight training.
No, not all in the same day. Are you crazy? No. There's like one item a day, unless it's nephew, you know.
What do you like about it?
Okay, this is a deep dive into my psychology. I think that I find it soothing. Like I truly graduated from college and saw it on a newsstand and was like, this speaks to me. Mm-hmm. Like the extreme it's cultivating. It's like it's lifestyle stuff. So it's like, you know, it's like when you look at the Container Store and you're like, that's what my life theoretically could be like if everything was beautiful and orderly and clean and like celebratory of all the holidays, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you take like, have you learned from it and you live your life like Martha in ways?
No, not at all. No. Oh. But I do think that you pick up stuff. It's like, you know, freeze your butter. You can shave your butter and then you can freeze it. And then when you make baked goods that like pie crust or biscuits, that's dependent upon really buttery flakiness. That's okay. That's the best. It's a temperature thing. That's the one thing in like 10 years of reading that magazine, you putting me on the spot like that. That's the one thing that I can that I can repeat. A lot of the information is like, you know, they're like, oh, like, and when to launder your drapes and do your gutters. And I'm like, I don't have a home. I'm rotting in an apartment. This is not applicable to me.
Laundry yeah. Drapes.
And then it just, then it ended. And I am now stuck with an inferior magazine that I will not name drop.
Wow, no free pub.
Say it again.
No free pub.
No free pub. Well, it's I respect them. I'm sure they're for some people. They're just not for me.
Hey, Hillary, I'm trying to get the ice tray out of the freezer, but it's like packed. What is this?
Shh.
Are you what?
Hold on. Something is coming up from the depths of my brain from long ago.
I don't need ice if.
No. We need to run the ice tray under warm water for 30 okay. seconds.
I think your whole ice thing is, there's so much stuff just packed in here. You may have to go back deeper. How do you get ice trays out of a frozen? Because it looks like, what is this, frozen butter slices or something?
Yes, slices of frozen butter.
And there's a slice of a piece of wedding cake, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Is there any, there's no things in here that norm, there's like, there's not.
I'm sorry, you said, hey, do you need any help in the kitchen? Happy birthday. I'm so excited to be at your party. And now you're in here harassing me about the contents and the state of my freezer?
Okay, I'll just throw some warm water in your freezer. I'm just trying to help out, get some
Hillary,
drinks going.
Happy birthday. What's Thanks, going on Dan. In your bathroom?
What?
It's like there's a cart in there with like a nice layered cart with different items.
Yes.
But it's like very organized, but there's no real walking room in there. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Is this frozen urine?
No, you psychopath. It's lemon juice.
In the bathroom?
Or wait, is that urine? Shoot. Sometimes if...
Well, I guess this is fudge then.
In case of a jellyfish sting, I think I froze this because Martha always said that it was good to have it on hand.
Oh, so it is frozen.
Just in case, yeah.
You plan on getting stung by a jellyfish in Santa Fe?
No one plans for that, Dan.
Fair enough.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Listen, I haven't had people over to my home in a while. And yeah, maybe it's not in tip-top shape because I don't have any guidance anymore.
Hillary, hi. I was snooping through your room. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
And I was... looking around your room, it was really, really nice looking. And I went to your closet.
Uh-huh.
And I found this, like, I guess the only word I could put to it is a shrine. A shrine for Martha Stewart?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been in there. So I don't have to explain myself to you.
It was just weird that there were, like, actual locks of hair.
It's from a wig. It's aspirational.
Okay.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I thought that I invited all my friends over so we could have a good time, celebrate
We're
my birthday.
We're worried about you, Hillary. Everything in your house is in a container. Your furnitures are in large containers.
Yeah.
Your napkins are in containers. The food is in containers.
Doesn't that seem like it's all organized as
it
a result?
It is, but to flush the toilet, I have to take toilet water out of a container, put it in the toilet, and then flush it. And then you're suggesting we take a little slice of our poop and a little...
Go on.
A little bit of our pee-pee and freeze it. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well, then you don't have to do it, okay? No one has to do anything that they don't feel comfortable with.
I wish I had known that earlier. Because you know how people can just dice something the same size over and over again really well, like a cucumber or a tomato?
Yes.
I can't do that. And doubly so for my doo-doo. I couldn't just take a thin slice. It was really tough for me, and you really made me do something that I wasn't comfortable with. On your birthday.
I'm sorry, I thought the mandolin would be helpful.
Let's listen to another song.
Sorry we had to take y'all there, but that's how we were inspired. But we do love that song. Can we get another song from y'all?
Yeah.
Awesome. What's this one called?
This is the one with all the jokes in it.
Oh.
Oh, is it called I Told You That I Was Afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this song.
I told you that I was afraid that I would have a bad trip, fall asleep and never wake. They told me back at school that it would happen. I believed it till I didn't. I told you that I was afraid of stating my opinion in a clear and honest way. They told me in my youth it wasn't needed. Some thoughts are best deleted.
Go do a gig for all your fans. See, I'm answering the questions. All the lyrics. This is a great song, and you're right. It does have a lot of funny lyrics, Jonathan. This one's for Dan. I'm not getting taller anymore, so when I fall, it's always the same distance as before. That's funny. You'd think that I'd learn to anticipate it by the millionth time that I ate it. What about you, Dan? Did at some point you go, fuck, I hope I stop growing, or did the doctor tell you at some point?
I had a second growth spurt when I was 21.
Oh, wow.
So I was like 6'4".
My dream.
And then I so yeah. It can happen.
Still holding out for it.
There is a certain height that you get to that's like, I hope I don't keep growing because it becomes more and more embarrassing that I didn't play basketball. Where it's like, not like, I saw Kobe Bryant and Andre Iguodala in Vegas once, and I was taller than both of them. It was like, man, if I had tried, maybe I could have made a little money off of this. So once I think I'm 6'7 or 6'8, which is like too tall to not be athletic, in my opinion.
You could have been better than Kobe Bryant, is what you just said. That's amazing.
Well, I have that mentality.
You just try. And Hillary wants that growth spurt at 21. So, yeah, 21 seems late. That must have surprised you.
It did. It did. I think I've always thought it was cool to be taller than people.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but did you... I feel like there's probably a time you stopped measuring yourself. And so did it... Like, well, what made you know that you were growing? Oh, I guess you're close.
The doctor's thing only goes up to 6'6", usually.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah. So I don't know my actual height, but I would use a tape measure, and I'd put it on my tippy of my toe and pull it all the way up to see how tall I was.
Oh, I think that's so funny. The doctor only goes to 6'6". That's fucked up.
It is. It's.
We cut to the doctor's office when the right in the moment where the doctor's, okay, Dan, I just need you to keep sitting on the table right now.
Okay.
Don't get up. Please don't get up.
It's for my height, right?
Yeah. But don't get up.
Okay.
I need to look into our insurance out there, and I'm going to be right back.
Is everything okay?
Well, it's some things unexpected aren't okay until you figure them out. That's an old saying in medicine.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you
we didn't know what cancer was until we did. Do you know that?
You're saying I could have the new cancer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever you need to do.
This is a height issue. Okay, we're having a little height emergency. Need that we're not prepared. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Don't get up when I tell you this. Okay. Especially suddenly.
Usually they say, are you sitting? Not don't get up.
Well, first off, look above you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see how close that ceiling is.
Yeah. Oh, right. So you don't want me to hurt my neck in surprise.
Well, a lot of things.
Okay.
I'm going to go over here. Let me get some nerve. Can we get all the nurses in here that
all
are available?
The
yeah, I'm going to need some help.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what's up,
here
doctor?
We come. Here
Hi.
We come. Hey, you. Hey.
Okay.
What?
We're having.
Oh, my
oh, yeah.
God.
We got a,
wait, what?
We
do
got
we
a code
do?
Orange. We got
what
a code orange.
What do we orange. Do? Oh, God. Bethany,
okay, nurses.
What do we
oh,
do?
My calm goodness.
Down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, Mr. Hi, Ripper. Don't stand up. Don't stand up.
What's going on?
Oh, God. Let's crawl under the table.
Yes. This feels like we should use our earthquake training. I don't know why.
Are you serious? I mean, when I walked in here, everything seemed totally normal. I was still the same height. What changed when
okay,
I came into the office?
Okay, easy with the gesticulation, okay? You got some wingspan issues there, too.
I'm sorry. I come from an Israeli background. I'm very gesticulatory.
Okay, I'm gonna show you something. I'm going to point over here to the scale and the ruler here. As you can see, uh-huh. This only goes to, once you look down on it here, it only goes to 6'6".
Yeah.
See, can you see down there?
Yeah,
you can know, you see down to 6'6"?
Honestly, I hate that the answer is no, but the answer is no. I can't see that.
Oh, my God.
But well, as you can see, you have surpassed what we are able to quantify and measure. And that's a little scary. For any time in medicine, we can't quantify or measure.
It's
we
terrifying.
Get, we get scared.
We need to be able to measure stuff.
Well, he's above 6'6". We know that.
We need
clearly.
I find it so hard to believe that nobody over 6'6" has come into this
never,
office.
Never.
Ever.
They've never come in.
Mr. Lippert, usually them. When you're over 6'6", 99.99% of the time, you're going to be an athlete. You're going to be, you're going to have professional.
Where is his basketball? Yeah. Where is his basketball?
I don't play basketball.
Where are we going?
I'm an actor. I do theater. I do union theater.
Well, what stage?
You portray me.
What stage can you stand on?
That is true. What stages do you fit on there?
Most stages are tall enough for a man my height, you know? I mean,
I guess there is a lot of room. Yeah, I guess there is most.
Look, I'm partially used to this. Every time I get a massage, most of the time they're like, you're so much bigger than most people.
All seven of them working in tandem.
It's just one person.
So they don't know where your muscles are located.
I don't know why. I think they're just annoyed that they have to do as much work but in little time and get through my whole body. I don't know. But please, if there's anything I can do about this or if there's any information you need from me, you're really scaring me.
We can figure. We're not stupid. I am a doctor. We can figure out how to measure you without a ruler.
I'm not saying you're stupid, but you. But so
these
far,
these are nurses. They are not
they've
stupid.
They've cowered
I'll
before
say
me.
It. I'm stupid and I'm terrified.
A little histrionic, but not stupid.
Whatever I could do to help you all. The last time, maybe it helps. The last time I measured myself, in college, we played a little game with little blocks that we knew were a certain length, and we stacked
That's
them
smart.
All up against
dominoes!
Each other.
Dominoes! Do we do it with dominoes? Do we do it those, with dominoes?
I'll go find the dominoes.
Get the dominoes.
That's a lot of dominoes.
Oh, we don't have enough dominoes.
These are the little games they played in college.
You played a lot of dominoes in college?
We didn't play a lot. We just had them. I'm sorry. I know I don't want to assume you're stupid, but I don't think they'll be in the bathroom.
I said it. I self-identified.
Think be in the bathroom. Okay.
Underneath the toilet paper?
No, I don't think so.
Where did dominoes go?
Okay, Dan. What we're going to do is we're going to stand you up really slowly. Okay?
Okay.
We don't want you to get hurt. We don't want you to tumble down and hurt any of us.
I wouldn't want that either. I've stood up for my whole life, and really only a couple times have I tumbled. Once at the UCB New Year's party.
Whoa, me too. Actually, twice.
I didn't know that theater's part is
one
so
time,
popular.
Right in front of Danielle Schneider.
But I can stand up. I'll get up slow if that's easy for you all. I don't
we
think
just
we
all need...
need
to be safe. Okay?
Are you fixing like
helmets.
Gulliver's Travels ropes
Let's
to me
get
here?
Helmets.
You don't have to lift me.
Heave ho!
Oh, this is how they made the pyramids.
Okay,
okay,
I'm up.
Can
I'm,
you hear us?
Again.
Can you see Hillary?
Hi, it's me down here.
She's waving both of her arms. Can you see that?
Yes, I see her. I was able to hear
Don't
you all.
Don't step on her.
I promise I won't. Life is a little harder for me, you know, but I...
If he cries, we'll drown.
Please don't cry.
Don't cry.
Well, I'm trying not
Don't
to,
Don't mention
but...
prom.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Lippert, make your way over to the scale.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I'm walking. Sorry, I'm...
Hillary! No!
Hillary!
I think
you
I'm a little...
You almost stepped on her.
I'm a little anxious, and I did break wind, so I apologize if I blew you back to the wall there, Hillary.
Chemical warfare?
No, not warfare.
Chemical warfare?
I'm sorry.
She's dying! She's dying!
This...
I never thought that this is... I go until I saw how huge he was, and I knew something was terribly wrong.
We're oh, in no. a doctor's office. Someone get a doctor for her.
Oh, no.
It's good. This will help us. We know exactly how tall Hillary is. If you can just lift her on top of your head.
She's dying, though.
This will be my final dying act to know how tall this giant man is.
So we're stacking Hillary's?
She's like a domino to us.
I'm 5 feet, 2 inches.
Okay, one. I don't. So now, someone put your hand at the spot where the tip of top of her head is.
Okay.
And then I'll put her feet on top of that spot.
Okay,
that's two Hillary's.
Okay.
Are you writing this down, doctor?
I thought we were just going to put one Hillary at the top of your head.
Why would we do that?
How would that help? How would that help?
That doesn't make sense.
What are we doing?
It would have made sense.
You wanted me to, like, wear her as a hat?
I'm the only one brave enough to self-identify as stupid.
Hey,
Let's talk some more about that.
I hate to keep talking about myself, but this is so relevant.
Yes.
Maybe I told this story already. And I also feel like the band is here. I'd rather hear from them. But my doctor, who just quit being a doctor forever, she...
After you came in for an appointment.
Well, the first time I went in, she was like, "You're so big." And she went, "But so proportional."
And she, like in a sexy way?
Kind of. And she kept saying it. And I had a rash on my leg. It turned out I had just burned my leg. But so she was like on the ground looking at it. And she was looking up at me going, "You're so big." And then she stood up and she like looked up at me and was like around Hillary's height. And was like, "Can I hug you?"
What?
And like we hugged for a long time.
Like, man, this is so inappropriate.
I think that she quit to avoid the lawsuit.
I have a feeling she did, but she's also a doctor she was recommended by a friend of ours who she's hugged her a bunch. She's the best doctor I ever had. Like, right. It's so hard to get referrals for things and to get someone to listen to you. She spends the whole, like, 90 minutes with you. Most of it telling you how big you are in my experience. But, like, she got me that I needed a colonoscopy, and she got me that, which is hard at my age. And she was really good. But I just had to put up with her being like, I spilled my coffee.
Oh.
But anyway, so that was very close to an experience I've had.
That's wild.
Whoa.
That is so inappropriate.
Yeah. Multiple times I went in, and so my girlfriend went to see her, and she was like, "Yeah, Dan recommended."
I won't even hug friends.
I know. I know. but my girlfriend was like, "Yeah, Dan recommend." Like, Dan is tall, and she was like, "He's so big." She said to my girlfriend too. But she quit forever.
I had a doctor jiggle my stomach. And then I went back like a couple of weeks later and he was gone and everybody's like, "Yeah, he got fired." And I was like, "Good, he jiggled my stomach."
Oh my God.
God.
And what is happening out there?
He was a creeper. He sucked.
What's it like with universal health care? Do you have that?
Yeah.
The doctor's
your stomach, telling you you have too much of it.
Like doctors aren't really personalities. Like you just go in and see a doctor.
That's good.
Yeah. They don't have a thing going on.
Yeah, I highly recommend her. She's very personable.
Okay.
And you know how some doctors, they kind of blow you off, like you don't know what they're talking about, you don't know what you're talking about or something. She doesn't do that.
Okay.
Just she has one thing, but besides that's a little annoying, but just she likes to treat patients like a puppet.
Like a puppet.
Yeah, she'll puppet your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, or move your arms around sometimes.
I don't even know. I mean, I'm actually kind of curious even how that would go. And if she's good, I can't get an appointment with anybody. And I really...
She's good. Oh.
Oh, is there a Dan in here?
I love that because you're so used to hearing, "Is there a doctor in the house?"
I am. Is there a Dan in the lobby? Huh?
No,
is there a Dan in the lobby?
Come on back.
How are you? I'm Dr. Inglewood.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Sit on my lap.
Okay, I was kind of prepared for this. Okay.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Were you? No, I wasn't. I was never prepared for this. Okay. Yeah. I shoved my hand in your mouth. Okay, great. So why? Let me check out your charts. Uh-oh. Oh, what? No. Oh, no. My knee's been a little sore, and I got a rash on my back. Oh, okay. Let's check it out.
That's correct. That is correct. I'm sorry. If this helps you, you can puppet me. I just feel like it was very intrusive right away. You could just do the thing where you like squeeze my cheeks and make my lips move instead of putting your hand in my mouth or on my neck.
That seems creepy. I'm not going to move your lips around. Oh, that seems creepy. Come on. I'm a doctor.
Okay, sure. If it works.
I'm a doctor. Okay, great. So... What happened to your knee?
I was playing basketball.
Oh, playing basketball with my friends, and I came down on it too hard, and I hyperextended it.
Oh okay, now that's not actually what happened.
You did
That's
it?
Actually not what happened.
Oh, okay.
So you're making me uncomfortable physically, and you're incorrect about the truth of my story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right?
I'm sorry.
Also...
I'm sorry. I'm just the doctor. But, yeah, what happened?
Can I just say something?
What?
The voice is so unspecific. Like, if you're going to be a puppeteer...
What?
Like, it's just... Muppet voice, you know, but like, you know, I love Jeff Dunham. Every
Me
character.
Too. He's so funny.
I agree.
He's so funny.
I agree. Every character has something to them. For me, I'd love to see what you think when you see me, you know, and make a choice with the. I don't want to, you know, but if you really want this to work and want to entertain me, that's what I would suggest.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I'd prefer you don't puppet me at all. But if you do, you know.
Oh, come on. I got to do something with my hand. I got to do something with my hand or I don't think I can figure this out.
Yeah, you look like Devin Sawa in Idle Hands right now.
I love that movie.
Me too.
You love that
movie? Yeah,
yeah. It's a good movie.
I mean, that's where I really fell for Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You too?
Yeah, awesome. For sure. What was that show she was in?
Dark Angel?
It. That's the one.
I didn't watch it.
Not out of jinx. Okay.
Hey, see, wait, we vibe okay, here.
Let's get back to your
knee.
Your knee.
Yeah.
So what happened? Keep going.
I was playing.
I was playing basketball, and then I saw Jessica Biel, and I got such a boner, I fell down, and I hurt my knee.
Is that fun and specific? Yeah, I was deep down there.
And scene.
Let's listen to another song.
Hillary, you would walk out. You wouldn't accept this behavior from doctors, right?
Oh, gosh.
The hug? Would you accept that and come back?
Yes.
You would.
I would, because I had a situation with a doctor where I was like, it felt like we were two people where people were like, oh, my gosh, you guys would hit it off so much. Yeah. We're going to put you on a blind date. Like, we know both of you. Your personalities are totally compatible, and then you get on the blind date and you're like, this is not working. Like, I'm like, I'd want to hang out with you at a party. For some reason, I hate being your patient. Isn't that weird?
Whoa. Yeah,
it was strange. But so like, and it took me a long time to just try to see a different doctor, because I was like, she's so cool, it's fine. So like, I would definitely suffer through a hug. Probably a couple times.
But not from a male doctor, I bet.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No, I'd say, get out of here. Chase him out with a broom.
My doctor was very anti-mask at the beginning of the pandemic. It scared me.
Oh,
he was like, making fun of masks.
That's just,
regardless of the pandemic, he's supposed to wear a mask on the job, right?
I think he... That wasn't my recollection of him not wearing it. He was making fun of everybody being so into wearing it.
God, that's so stupid.
Whoa.
I know.
And you're still with him.
I know. It made me consider everything. But enough about the pandemic. Can we get another song from y'all? These have been great.
Yes. Sure. I love this format.
Oh, thank you.
We don't usually like get to trade. Well, I guess we trade with our audience money for songs. We don't usually get to like share.
Yeah, we feel this is a collaboration.
Oh, it's really good. It makes me want to play a real good song for you.
Awesome.
Good jokes for us.
Yeah.
We're in the studio together, which is great.
They were going to do a cover song of some shitty band up until now. Now they're going to do their songs.
We're going to play a good one. Mediocre song.
We decided to do a good one. Best Lift?
Great.
The song's called Best Lift.
I wish we always got to play a song and then just have 10 minutes of story time. Sit on the mat and just look up awe-eyed at the giants above us, making jokes.
If you want to give your audience the worst time of their life, I'll happily do improv between your set tonight.
Oh, he did just wish for it. He just gave us permission to jump on stage tonight.
Whoa.
Hey, folks. You've heard of stage diving. stage improv.
What?
Great song.
Woo.
Experts in a Dying Field is the name of the album, right? As well as the song. Am I correct on that?
That's it.
That's it. We got to get that whole album, all three of these songs. And their last album I'm a big fan of as well. So let's buy full albums, folks. That's what I'm trying to say here. But I like that metaphor too. It seems like we're back in that field with plants growing in it. It's overwatered. I work my yard, folks, so I know sometimes you'll see a plant out there and it looks a little off and you're afraid if you even give it a little push, it'll fall because it's completely rotten and you just leave it alone. But this is me listening to this metaphor, what I thought about. Let's see how far off I am, Elizabeth, okay? I'm a Mr. Know-It-All, what's the word for someone who can't fucking keep his fucking opinion to himself? Or,
oh, Matt Besser.
Oh, is it in the dictionary already? But
what'd you say?
Precocious?
Yeah, precocious. That's not enough almost for what I'm talking about. Like, okay, so my daughter's on a basketball team now that I think it's rotten. And earlier, we've been on it for like 7 months. It's a travel team. And we were told we would play in a tournament once a month and get 2 to 3 games a month, okay? Now we're 7-8 months in. She's played 4 games total. And the rest of the parents seem okay with that. And I always feel like I'm the one going, hey, weren't we promised games? And don't you think they're disorganized? And shouldn't they be working hard to book us? And I'm usually that kind of guy who'd be not just bitching, but trying to change like it. Like, shouldn't we maybe look for tournaments and we can tell them about the tournaments? But now I've gotten to the point where, you know, I did that a little bit earlier. But then when I was doing that, I would look at their faces and they were looking at me like I'm the Eeyore and I was complaining too much. Yeah. So now I'm like, you know, I would just rather leave it. Which is kind of like letting it rot, right? Then try to change it. Like normally I go, I think it should change. I think you guys should be more organized. You should have a social media platform. But then I'm that guy.
Right.
And they probably would hear me going, you know what? And their thought bubble would be, you know what? If you don't fucking like it, there's the door, pal.
Right.
So anyway, and back at you, Elizabeth. Why leave things best to rot?
Sometimes it's just you can't fix something, or you know, you're ruminating too hard on something and just going over it and over it again in your brain, and it's not necessarily going to solve the problem. Which I think if you're a problem solving type of person, you want to just like keep thinking it over and over again and try to like fix it.
And was yours in relation to relationships, like with a person, like the relationships best left to rot, or did you have a specific thing in mind?
Well, sometimes, like some situations where, I feel like I would ruminate on them. But then also, I feel like sometimes just with a little bit of like doom scrolling as well, I was just trying to like get to the bottom of everything and like trying to absorb all the information about something. And I think it's not necessarily fun all the time.
Yes, I agree.
Is that song like advice to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my songs are advice to myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that I should take it.
I have found, Dan, I have found that writers of songs are, I'm not being sarcastic either, are more sensitive than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, other musicians agree with that?
They're
sensitive like poets. Not in a negative way. Did you take it that way? I meant like they feel and understand the world better than people, and that's why they can write lyrics and express our emotions in lyrics. I wasn't saying it in a negative way.
But, she was just being sensitive.
I am very wise.
But now I forgot my point. But what was my point? It doesn't matter.
I had asked if it was advice.
I always listen to it as you telling other people. Like, I always hear the songs telling other people.
I always hear it.
And then every time I ask the musician, it's them telling themselves.
Yeah.
I always hear it like, hey, you let it rot. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, but they're not doing that.
Yeah.
I found over and over again. They're telling themselves. Like I always go, so you're telling people not to be that way. And they're like, no, actually I'm telling them. Oh, okay.
Hey, I heard that song you were rehearsing on the acoustic guitar in there.
Oh yeah, sorry, am I too loud?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you are concerned about that, your door's wide open.
Oh.
You know, it's, you know, but I like hearing the music. It's really
good.
Lovely.
I'm
yeah.
Glad.
I think point taken. I feel like it's maybe directed a little at me with like,
our roommate relationship.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's like, you know, I'm having some trouble right now with my boyfriend, mm-hmm. and I feel a little bit like, oh, some things are best left to rot. Like, all right, tell him to go fuck off. I get it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No. I that was just, that's actually more about my own stuff.
Don't say what it's about. I know what it's about. She's saying there's stuff in the refrigerator right now that... no one knows whose it is. It looks really good. It's a slice of cheesecake. But if you don't know who it is, it's better just to leave it there and let it rot than to take some cheesecake that's not yours. Point taken, Hillary.
Is that it?
No, you guys, it's just about me. I'm going to get back to it.
Okay. I do feel like that's a little more what your song, My Cheesecake, was about.
No. My okay. song was metaphorical.
Okay.
Sorry, do you
my
mind?
Song is about my boyfriend. That's my cheesecake. Better stay away from my cheesecake.
Yeah.
I'm fucking him.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'm going to get back to practicing.
Okay. It sounds really great.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks.
She's just being nice. It's about the cheesecake.
A tall, tall man in a bad relationship. He's so tall, the relationship is so bad. Some cake in the fridge, it is dairy-based, but you can't put it into your face.
Hillary, hi. Hey, yeah. I hate to interrupt. First of all, style-wise, this is the next style of music for sure.
Oh, thank you.
I really think it's going to pop.
And pop pruning.
Thank you. I was kind of trying to go for Joni Mitchell, but even older.
Yeah, it was really, it's really lovely.
Thank
and
you
I can't
so
wait to
much.
Hear,
who needs a beat?
I do feel like lyrically, I feel, you know, I am tall and... right now, things in my relationship are tough. I feel like there's some incompatibilities. Like we had a big fight last night, and I'm sure you heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so myopic and embarrassing.
And I feel like is the metaphor there with the cheesecake that I'm like lactose intolerant? If I keep eating the cheesecake, I'm going to keep getting sick. Is that
no? Sorry, I feel like a tall man inside. I know that I'm not, okay. But like I kind of that's kind of a way that I speak to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's obviously lying to us. I get it. My cheesecake is taller than the average cheesecake. Okay.
No, it's just not all about you and your cheesecake. I think that you as a listener, if I may, are being a little bit egotistical.
What?
You know, and that makes sense. Like we're all doing our own life from our own worldview, which is ourselves.
I take pride and have ego in my cheesecake?
Yes.
I mean, I am thinking right now of your song, Tall Cheesecake.
Again. A song about my tall boyfriend. Okay. Better not fuck him. I'm eating that.
He is your tall cheesecake, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. It's hard for me not to assume, but it's nice to know where your lyrics are coming from. And maybe I'm projecting and it's a little bit Jungian and I'm feeling all these feelings and mm-hmm. your song is just making me think about them.
Yeah, I get that. And that's what powerful art does, which I think we can all agree my song was.
100%. I'm really loving it. And yeah, like I
thought it was a little Yummian.
Darian, you are so funny.
It's about cheesecake. Now everything has to be a metaphor. Some things are literal.
All right. So, yeah, maybe it was literally yummy, and that's okay. My mistake.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm really glad we had this conversation.
I'll stop interrupting.
No, yeah, weird. I'm really glad that we all talked about it, and we kind of all aired our roommate feelings, you know, so.
Could we just talk really quick about just the shower length, like bathroom time length? Because we split one bathroom, and, like, I have to get up and be at work at 9 in the morning, and I'm just kind of, just since we're all in the room together, I'm wondering if there is any way to schedule that out, or, like, I'm willing to wake up earlier or whatever.
Okay, and does this also include us washing off our foods in the shower?
Yeah, I would say if you're going to do that, which I don't prefer because it clogs, maybe not first thing in the morning, like for your whole bathroom time, you know.
Okay.
Just personally, I don't think that's a big attack.
It's just not easy to get a strawberry cheesecake and decide you don't want strawberries on it.
I don't think you need to wash the cake underwater if that's the issue. I'm not going to tell you how to live. All right.
Good.
I won't tell you how to keep your boyfriend from cheating on you.
Oh my God, Darian.
Wow, Darian.
Unbelievable.
Out of line.
Unbelievable.
Out of line.
Unbelievable,
I'm
Darian.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I you know, I'm just going to, I'm working on some stuff in the room. I think I need to like journal or something and just think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we all need a moment. I think we all need to take some space.
Okay. I'm just going to go get a piece of cheesecake.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Working for another time man, and he can get into
ding dong.
Clean his body.
Your boyfriend's here.
Clocked with the strawberry.
Sean? Okay, you can keep singing, sorry. Sean, my boyfriend's here.
Hey.
Sean the man
we need
who
to talk.
Cheats
what?
Around.
Cheating on a friend. The tears fall down. Wait, what? What did you just say?
Oh, the lyric was, I believe.
Yeah, but what, you can sing it again if you want.
Okay, yeah, I think it was.
What did you?
I said, Sean cheats around.
Sean, a man who cheats around.
A man who cheats around.
The tears fall down.
The tears fall down. That's it. Yeah, that was it.
What does that mean? Like, is that metaphorical or something?
Oh
like,
my gosh. Did you think I was talking about you?
Yeah, I'm Sean.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad. No. Can you imagine? No. I'm talking about Sean Spicer.
And she starts singing again.
Sean Spicer.
And now this song is the song being played
dancing
at the prom.
With the stars.
As the everyone takes the floor.
Political aggravator.
I'm too drunk to dance.
The DJ wanted this to be the sweet last dance song. Sean Spicer, come on.
I know. I love it. It's so danceable.
Hey, Clay, I think you really just haven't tried it yet. Let me ask your D. You're not asexual. Give me this. I need a prom night.
Okay, look, I'm at least curious to try. So, sure, if you're that desperate.
Click. I'm just taking pictures. I'm a photographer. Let me take my pictures. Keep going, kids.
What are you guys doing in here? Oh no.
Click.
Not for prosperity.
What are you doing? They're uploading it to the website immediately.
Yeah, it's going to be great for my profile.
I can order prints of this. I can order prints of this to prove I had a good prom night.
Yes. And sing. Someone had a good prom night. Folks, this has been the best on Improv for Humans.
Woo!
Please go see them when they're touring. Their last two. You have how many albums? Three albums or two? Three albums. Get all three. I still got to get that first one. But folks, for real, you got to buy full albums, Dan. Right? You can't just check out the song on a streaming device.
Full albums.
I go to BearShare and I I torrent.
Oh, you know
I torrent the albums.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Sorry, y'all. I just don't want to support it.
That was evil. Okay, but please see them. And where should we look you up? TheBeths.com? How should we find out more about you guys?
There's a couple internet websites. There's TheBeths.com. We're on all the social medias. And Ben also has a website called BreakfastAndTravelUpdates.com where he posts daily while we're on tour about what he eats for breakfast.
See, there's that cheesecake report.
It's a blog.
What's the best breakfast you've had? Or top, what pops in your mind?
Oh, you know, like chicken and waffles or... I like tacos.
Breakfast tacos?
Yeah.
You know, dinner tacos for breakfast. Just
dinner tacos for breakfast.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we do that well.
All right.
Nice.
There's a plug for our American food, I guess. Hillary, where can we look you up and compliment what you do?
I'm on Instagram at Hillary Ann Matthews.
Nice.
Betsy.
I'm on Instagram at Betsy Sodaro.
At Dan Lippert Cool, BigGrandeWebsite.com.
Humans, go to MattBester.com to see where we're going to be at and where we're going to be playing live and keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.